to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the snake. I had a house snake living in my previous abode, which in some cultures is considered very lucky. I'd been aware of this large snake for some time and had often seen it moving along the floor of the sunroom, which was attached to the house. But one evening, I saw it inside the house. I was loading the wood stove for the night, and I noticed it on the floor by my feet. I briefly stroked its pink and gray scales, which felt warm and smooth, before it disappeared into a crevice under the baseboard. A week or so later, I saw it again, and it slowly wound its way around the three-legged stool I was sitting on. It was swaying its head from side to side and flicking its bright red tongue. I put my finger in front of its nose, and it flicked its tongue around my fingertip. It paused for a moment or two, as if it was taking in some new information about me. And then it moved away slowly and disappeared once again under the baseboard. In prehistoric times, snakes were venerated as household deities. They were the guardians of the hearth, which was the living center of the home. Dishes of milk and other offerings were set out to honor and feed the house snake and to ensure continued blessings, which included fertility, health, and well-being for all family members. The life energy of the snake was linked to the ancestors and symbolized the continuity of life between generations. The snake was believed to be the most benevolent of creatures, and a snake inside the house meant happiness and prosperity. The snake is one of the oldest symbols of life energy and female regenerative power. Both women and snakes were symbols of perpetual life. The snake, because it renewed itself by shedding its skin periodically. The woman, because her body gave birth to the next generation. The snake's undulating motion represented the dynamism of nature, turning the wheel of cyclical time so life could continue. The snake was the Ouroboros, the snake holding its tail in its mouth, forming the circle of the wheel of life. So many ancient goddesses were pictured holding snakes in their hands or with snakes sprouting from their heads like wavy hair, illustrating their agency in the perpetual cycles of birth, death, and rebirth. Eve was one such goddess. She was originally an archaic Phoenician goddess of the underworld, where the dead went to be regenerated. Eve was personified as a snake. She was the embodiment of wisdom because, as a snake, she dwelled underground and she possessed the earth wisdom. Through communion with Eve, humans could gain access to her knowledge, for Eve's serpent guarded both the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. But Eve and her snake were gradually demonized as patriarchy and hierarchy overswept societies. And Eve, the once benevolent and life-creating snake goddess, was transformed into an evil temptress, and her beloved snake into a symbol of the devil who steals men's souls. Despite the reversal of the ancient positive significance of the snake, however, some of its beneficent qualities have managed to survive into present-day symbolism. For example, the healing powers of the snake are still recognized as the caduceus, the symbol of the medical profession, which pictures a staff entwined with two snakes. And long before Ireland's St. Patrick was purported to have driven the snakes out of Ireland, there was the great Celtic triple goddess Brigid, whose emblem was the snake. Brigid's attributes were healing and creation, and the Celtic festival of Brigid, called Imbolc, celebrated each year on February 1st, marked the symbolic awakening of hibernating snakes and of the hibernating earth. An old Irish incantation goes, "Today is the day of Brigid. The snake shall come forth from the earth." And so, my dears, may you find and cherish your own house snake. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.